Chapter 3, Prayers, given by Mary Baker Eddy to students. Here I am, dear God, free from the body, thy humble servant, mind's idea. Uphold me with thy right hand, uphold my voice, send me where thou wouldest have me go, and teach me what to say. Beloved Father, Mother, God, give me wisdom to meet the problems I have to meet today. Give me understanding to deny error and to proclaim the truth. Give me grace to keep silent when speech is unnecessary. There is no strife, for truth, risen truth, will destroy error of every sort. And heaven is right here. God gives abundance of intelligence and opportunity. I cannot be impoverished mentally, physically, spiritually, or financially. God is substance, and I reflect that substance. Realize to yourself daily, more than once, that the fields are white and ready for the harvest, that divine love always has met every human need, the need for work as well as any other, that mind is ever active, and you reflect divine activity, that the source of supply supplies every need, that there is plenty of work for all, and yours belongs to you, and no one else can do it. It comes to you direct, and the supply is abundant, and know all the time that this is so. Never let a lack of anything stay a moment with you. It is rank error and brings all sorts of disease and difficulty. Love is all-powerful. Love is all-seeing. Love is ever-present. Thy kingdom has come. Thy will is done here on earth as it is in heaven, and earth is heaven. Mrs. Eddy told her students to put this prayer in their pocketbook, and if they did, they would never want. O God, show me thy way and keep me in that way. That is what Mrs. Eddy gave when one asked her to give the shortest prayer. Father, teach me how to still the clamoring of sense and fill my place as listener, that I may hear thy voice and grow to understand thy word and so become thy messenger. Then teach me how to banish pride and stubborn will, that I may be thy representative with no false sense of human zeal, that every word may bless and heal when I thy message give. Be like a little child. Turn your thoughts to love and say, O love, just take me in. Give me one mind, one consciousness, and make me love my neighbor as myself. Let your heart cry out to divine love. A child cries out to its mother for more light, more truth, more love. Ask love for what you need and for what love has to give. Then take it and demand of yourself to rise up and live it. God will direct you in all your ways if you trust Him. Faith must take hold before sight or fruition, and this faith will, when instructed in divine science, become understanding, and you will have no doubts. But every proof of His promise, lo, I am with you alway. Trust Him, dear. Read daily the Bible in Science and Health, and pray the prayer of our Lord's in your own words. Ask for His kingdom to come, for love, truth, and life to govern all your desires, aims, and motives, to feed you with faith and a clear knowledge of good, to make you patient, forgiving, long-suffering, and merciful, compassionate, even as the dear God is thus to you, and you desire Him to be, and thus reflect this God, good, in all his qualities, etc. My desire is that this year shall be crowned with mercies for you and all. O keep me ever seeing thee, and seeing as thou seest, my life, my joy, my all. O that an influx of divine light and glory may enter each and every one of our hearts, and that you be endued anew with power from on high. God, forgive me for having any doubt, fear, or lack of faith that all things are not possible with thee. We should pray for that mind to be in us that was in Christ Jesus, not the man that was mortal, but the idea, or Christ, which was immortal. Never pray to have my mind as a person, for God is my mind and yours, and there is but one mind. Christ expresses the mind that is God, for Christ was the spiritual idea for that age and all ages, for this idea never changes. It is the same forever. It expresses science. The female thought is its last fleshly embodiment because this thought expresses the mother, God, the male, the father. But remember, these are concepts which we entertain. They are neither male nor female in the spiritual universe of God. And we shall gain this true sense of ourselves as God's ideas, spiritual personalities, when the sense of life, substance, and mind is gone forever from matter and spirit to us is all and all. Study the Bible constantly, daily, and, dear one, pray. Ask the divine love every day to give you all that the Lord's Prayer inculcates. Go alone by yourself 1/2 hour every morning and ask God, good, thy kingdom come. Ask to establish the reign of honesty, peace, and purity in your consciousness, and to overthrow and cast out all that is unlike the Christ love. Ask to forgive those that wrong you, even as God forgives you, and see how this must be for you to reflect God. Ask for deliverance from temptation. Ask for patience, meekness, peace, and so may the grace of God be with you. May the divine light of Christian Science, which lighteth every enlightened thought, illumine my faith and understanding, exclude all darkness and doubt, signal the perfect faith wherein to walk, the perfect principle whereby to demonstrate the perfect man and perfect law of God. 8:10:97. Pray God to take away my testimony of the lying senses and increase my faith and spiritual sense. Students do not pray enough. They should go by themselves at least 3 times a day to pray. Their prayers should consist of much giving thanks, more realization of the perfect, as well as the denial of error. There is too much denial of error and too little realization of the perfect. Lord, make me upright. The need of divine wisdom and love, Christ's assurance of prayer answered, and the absolute science of God's allness moves the Christian Scientist to pray for the peace, prosperity, and brotherhood of all nations and peoples. No willpower is used in the Scientist's prayer, since human will must be lost in the divine for prayer to be efficacious. In the words of Zechariah, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. I would ask that all Christians unite in prayer for the cessation of sin, the oppression of the weak, the ascension of power at the sacrifice of individual rights, and especially that divine love shield the innocent from the wrath of the guilty and cause it to praise love. Thou infinite life, thou infinite strength, thou art here. You are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. You are strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. Flow through me, Spirit of divine love, to do this healing. Divine love flows everywhere and is reflected through you as well as through the most advanced scientist. Look up and feel its beams of warmth and live in it. Prayer for yourself. I am the child of God. His care and love surround me. Animal magnetism cannot reach me to make me fear or be afraid. Prayer for oneself. I thank Thee, Father, Mother, God, that neither ignorant, fraudulent, nor malicious mortal mind can reach me or affect me mentally, physically, financially, or otherwise. And I know it, for God is the only power, that I am not the victim of aggressive mental suggestion, nor the target of MAM, claiming to operate through any channel whatever, but I am the blessed, legal child of God, spiritual, immortal, all harmonious, perfect, happy, healthy, pure, sinless, free, and fearless, and diseaseless, and deathless, expressing the substance of all good. Hold yourself constantly and consciously under God's eternal law of blessing, of happiness, harmony, health, peace, joy, power, progress, protection, abundance. There is no other law, only a contrary mortal mind lie, which you are awake and alert to, and not under. Include this in all your prayers. All the individuals in this house can and do help themselves by prayer. God helps them. His promise is fulfilled. Seek and ye shall find. Because he has put his trust in me, therefore have I delivered him. The Christian Scientist's Prayer. There is no matter and no mortal mind. God is all in all. All is harmony, health, holiness. This is the prayer unceasing to be used on all occasions and at all times. It lays the axe at the root of unreality, materiality, that forbidden tree, and cuts it down. Preserve a sacred silence on this subject of prayer. Morning prayer in Mrs. Eddy's household. This is God's spiritual household. Nothing can enter to annoy or destroy. Nothing can enter to manifest sin, sickness, or discouragement. For God, good, keeps this household in perfect peace. There is no willpower, obstinacy, or animal magnetism that can darken the atmosphere of my home. For God does in very deed dwell on earth with men and governs every event. There is no evil condition of thought that can argue or suggest or make any law to dominate or control me, intimidate me or crush me, bring any evil to pass upon me, or shut out of my consciousness any good. There is no law of failure, want, poverty, lack, or limitation. There is no law but the divine law which is plenty, abundance, harmony, and dominion. No mortal mind or minds or mediumship can touch me or anyone within the radius of my thought this day. For God, good, governs every member of this household in perfect peace and love. Daily prayer. Let your prayer be daily. Reveal to me, O God, my secret faults, every error, every sin. Earnestly desire to know thyself and to have thy heart searched, to let thyself be humbled and the man of God stand revealed. Never for one instant say, thank God I am not as other men. There is no I. If you are a personality, you are as other men. But if you are the idea of God, there is but one I, God. Daily Prayer. Thy kingdom come. Let the reign of divine truth, life, and love be established in me, and rule out of me all sin. May thy word enrich the affections and govern mankind. Save me from hurting anyone or harming myself. Changes made in Mrs. Eddy's handwriting in the 45th edition of the Church Manual. Daily Mental Invocation. Divine Love, give me grace, meekness, understanding, and wisdom for each hour of this day. Evening Prayer. Before you are ready to close your eyes in sleep, be sure you are not holding anything unloving in your consciousness, anything unlike God. Laying aside every fear, put yourself entirely in His charge. Quiet yourself with the thought that He who has all power will protect you, give you health and all you need in abundance, and know that whether sleeping or waking, you are safe because your life is hid with Christ in God. To declare that you are well is the exact truth. You are not flesh, but rather the ray of divine light that, shining upon flesh, makes it appear alive. This you is spiritual and cannot be sick. Remember that power is exerted by merely stating a truth. All truth is the Word of God. Assert it constantly, even though your so-called human mind screams falsehood. It is to acknowledge Him, to have your mind stayed on Him, to be directly benefited by the activity of good. This is the end of chapter 3.